There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's Tim and NLT Live at Jitex Day 3. We're at the Dark Matter stand and we've been trying out quite a few things today. Couldn't quite get Tim to have a go on the selfie video mirror machine, could I?
It didn't like me. The machine just said no.
It didn't. It was going to advise you on what to wear, and I think you were worried your uniform could be in jeopardy. That's what. Like, I'm not getting involved in anything that might challenge the uniform situation.
Oh, you know me too well.
Anyway, Emma Brain from the Air and Knee Centre has been out and about looking at lots of different things. You've got a few things to bring us throughout the day today, Emma, but you've been starting off with the helmet, I think.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update from Dark Matter at Jitex Technology Week.
Protecting the future by securing its technologies.
So was it the helmet that you went to see first off today?
Well, what I wanted to bring to you guys today was basically technology that works in a symbiotic way with humans to kind of for the betterment kind of thing. The first thing I saw was augmented reality glasses. These are really, really cool. So you can put them on and basically look at a license plate or a person, and it will basically access databases and bring up all the information about that person. But hasten to say, not for the public. This will be for authorities, the police and emergency services. So let's get that straight off the bat. And I spoke to Denise Cupelli from Take Leap, the company behind these glasses, to find out what they're all about.
We have the only and first ODG R7 glasses in the Middle East region for the police force. And we are using these for a proof of concept of face recognition to help police for their future goals and achievements.
So how exactly does it work? So someone's wearing these glasses, what happens next?
So when you wear the glasses, you see a digital object overlaying the physical world. So imagine I'm wearing these glasses and I see your face, and then these glasses help me see your name next to your face, and then your identity and your fines and anything related with you, which the police has a database of.
Authorities and emergency service and police can pull up the information instantly. It's kind of like, it's a little RoboCop, isn't it? So it's kind of like real life taking on science fiction, and we're living it now.
It is true, it is true. So all those movies that we've been seeing so far is not only in the movies, it's becoming real. It's in everyday lives today.
The applications for this technology are really limitless.
It is, that is correct. So it only depends what your goal is, and hardware is helping us big time, and software is changing every single day. So it is just a matter of programming and the software. So if you're willing to invest in a technology like this and it is helping your goal, why not?
That's absolutely right, wasn't it, Emma? The future technology of RoboCop-style films is here.
It is. I can imagine the police going around with these RoboCop-style, like, visors and glasses and going, perp on the streets.
Five fines against you, sir.
Exactly.
Come with me.
Why is she pointing at me?
You just look
suspicious.
Tim. I look like a perp. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to the smart helmets later. That's what I'm looking forward to. Emma, thank you very much.
Welcome.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update from Dark Matter at Jitex Technology Week.
Protecting the future by securing its technologies.
Now, Emma, Tim has been unable to contain his excitement over smart helmets. Tell us more and make his day.
So the smart helmets, or Dakri for Dewa, that's what the company that's been using, they've been developed for, basically for industrial utility usage and guided work instructions. So basically the workers can put on these helmets and they can go into the substations, see if there's a problem. And it's amazing. I tried one of these. So it's got a visual display kind of visor, very, very RoboCop. And it gives you information onto the visor as what's going on, and you can talk to other people so they can help you solve issues. So I spoke to Salman Youssef, who is the managing director of Take Leap, and they are the company behind the technology, to find out what it's all about.
It's one of the first industrial helmets that's available in the market right now. These helmets come packed with thermal sensors, depth sensing, and as well as data visualization using projection. So you can view all the details in augmented reality while you wear the helmet. It also comes with healthy safety gears, so it can take a brick breaking on the head and still nothing will happen there.
So it's very, very tough and obviously great for these guys. We've spoken earlier about augmented reality glasses, and this has kind of like a heads-up visual display. So what are the differences in terms of the technology there?
The technology is the same. It's more or less how the hardware is built. All the augmented reality glasses have depth sensing and it's got visual data, but the Darkree Smart Helmet and the Darkree Smart Glasses are made for industrial use. They are more durable. You know, when operators and ground engineers use these glasses, if they drop it, it won't break, and you got an external battery so they can continuously use it for 10 hours, 12 hours with not having to actually swap the glasses but change the battery externally. That are the key features of these glasses and helmets which Deva has adopted.
And are other operators able to see what the wearer is seeing as well?
Yes, you can have multiple people connect. It's got a remote expert calling. In fact, that was one of the key features of the helmet. So when the engineer has a problem, he can call any operator around the world and they can actually see what he's seeing and instruct them and guide him to solve the problem which is there.
Now, Emma, we've seen a picture of you in this spangly, shiny helmet. I think we should maybe try and tweet this because it looks pretty special.
I will do. I'll tweet it out. It's a fantastic application industrial-wise, but I'm wondering, you know, this could the applications of this kind of technology are limitless. I'd like to see an entertainment version of this. It would be great.
Well, we've got Emma back for more, and I think it's a Braille watch we've got for our final bit after 6 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Emma.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update from Dark Matter at Gitex Technology Week.
Protecting the future by securing its technologies.
Now, Emma, you've been looking at a lot of things, but the Braille watch was something, the minute you said it, we were all like, what? So it just sounds really, really interesting. Tell us a bit more about this watch.
So the Dot Watch or the Braille smartwatch is it looks really nice. You normally think something like this might be quite big and clunky, but it's very sleek, very cool, very user-friendly as well. And basically what it does, it has an app on the smartphones. So when messages and notifications come in, the user can then tap the watch and it translates the message into Braille onto the watch for partially sighted and obviously blind people, and they've been testing it and it's gone down really, really well so far.
It's probably like a bit of a game changer.
It is, because obviously people with sight problems before, they get notifications, yet their phones would talk to them, so lack of privacy, which is one of the things why they have it. So I've been speaking to Mahmoud El Mahlawi, who is the CEO of Synchronized Business Solutions. They're the company behind the watch, who told me a little bit more about how it works and why they came up with the idea.
So the idea is the first time to have a mechanical Braille cells that can allow anybody to receive any notification, SMSs, can access their social media like anybody. This is actually the technology, and it has two lines, 24 characters, so they can just have the notification or any SMS by pushing the sensor on the top, so he can flip the pages till he finishes. Actually, the reason to have the watch is to have privacy, because you know the blind people they fed up from hearing everything by voice. So finally they have some privacy, so they can receive some notification. For example, if you are going to buy anything by your credit card and you have something let us say 1,000 deducted from your account, you will receive a notification on your SMS notification on your mobile phone. But the blind people cannot read this. So they can read it immediately by Braille system on the watch. So it's just for notification.
Just looking at it, you know, you'd think automatically a Braille watch that it would be some big clunky device, but actually it's not. It's nice looking, it's sleek, and it seems to be pretty user-friendly as well.
Exactly, it's very user-friendly, and the manual, actually when we tested with the blind people, they took almost without any help about half an hour to 1 hour to make the full setup. Just they need one guy, one person to just make the setup for the application on their mobile phones. And after that, it's very simple, very easy to use.
So it connects to an app on the phone. Is it both for Android and other operating systems?
It's open system, actually. It's working on Android, iOS, and Windows.
Okay.
So anybody can write anything on that application because it's open source.
So as soon as it gets a notification, the app then translates it into Braille and sends it to the watch?
Exactly. You will find the vibration, and it will tell you, actually, notification. Let us say social media, WhatsApp, and this is the message from X who's telling you something. Or also, if you receive a phone call, it will say, actually, someone is calling. Then you will find the name of the caller. You can accept the call or you can reject the call.
Emma, you really have given us an insight into a lot of things that are going on here the past few days. So thank you very much for being our sort of eyes and ears across Joytech.
You're welcome. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Emma.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.